Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Long Branch Dental in Greenville, Texas, the Minna Bucket at Lake Fork, and Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, which was the first production big bore air gun on the market. Well, folks, our next guest is Mr. Jeff Rice, good friend of mine. I was up hunting with Jeff this past weekend on his ranch with he and his wife, Demi. We were doing a hog hunt, and if a good deer, one we wanted to shoot, had come out, we would have also harvested a deer. But I want you to visit with Jeff and me a little bit, and we'll take you back on that hunt, and maybe you'll have some fun learning about how it unfolded. Jeff, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome, as always. Glad to be here, and a happy morning to you.
Yep, to everybody. I will say this, the muzzleloader season ends tomorrow, the 19th of January. I know a lot of people, Jeff listens to our show online, and I never want to mislead anybody, especially on something as important as a season of a deer season, you know. But this is the last weekend, the 18th and 19th, I guess, for muzzleloader deer season. And I know a lot of people use that as a chance to get some meat in the freezer, or maybe, you know, take that buck that's been eluding them all year, you know?
That's right.
Yep.
Well, last-minute venison, right, buddy?
You better believe it. To our night hunt, we were using, folks, the Sightmark digital scope. Now, the digital is not thermal. It's a scope that you can use day or night. And we didn't see the deer we were looking for. And the hogs just quite frankly eluded us. We had we played our cards a little differently, you know, Jeff, we probably could have killed maybe one, you know.
Well, we did see, we had one coming in, and it spooked. I don't know if it smelled us or heard something. The problem out there yet is still the fact that there's a bazillion acorns on the ground. And actually, Luke and I, we actually put a spot and stalk on one that we did see. But walking on acorns is never a good thing, you know.
No, it's hard to stalk. And, you know, I've talked to hunters all over the state, Jeff. We've never had I don't remember in recent history, a heavier acorn crop. Not just right on your ranch, but from southeast Texas up on the Cross Timbers area of the state. Just all over, lots and lots of acorns. A good case in point. Kind of an interesting thing. We both have a good friend, Mark Billette, that owns B&C Outfitters, you know. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Mark yesterday. He has about 500 acres of land, very much like yours, you know, East Texas, heavy cover, fenced. Lots of hogs, you know, stocked, and they also breed in there, too, and exotics. He told me hunting, he had never seen hunting as tough, and he knows the number of animals in there. But he said he would have groups of hog hunters. They were not seeing hogs. The hogs were, they could be anywhere they wanted to be, get up and go 10 yards and eat all the acorns they wanted to, and they'd go bed back up. They were not hitting feeders. And not only hogs, but all game, deer and his exotics, the same story. But he said in that confined, you know, few hundred acres there, and as many animals, they finally cleaned up the acorns. And it happened over a two-day period. He said, wow. Then all of a sudden, bingo, every feeder was covered in game again. So
yeah, well, that's typically what I see as well. I mean, you know, with the bumper crop that we had, there's just, I mean, the animals have a lot to feed on. And they will sneak in and they'll hit those feeders, especially at night.
Yeah.
But during the day, I mean, they've got all the food in the world at this point. So anyway, back to the digital sight mark. Let's talk about the Wraith. We had, that's actually, I guess, Luke, you would say the third generation of the sight mark scope. The digital ST was the first one that came out, which you have. And then the RT, the Photon RT, is the second generation. That's the one I have on the top of my 300 Blackout. And the difference between the first generation and the second is that the second generation, or the RT, actually does video recording and of video and sound. so you can record your hunts. Now, the Wraith is the newest product that came out that you had on your 223, and that the difference in that one is it I believe it has a colored screen, so in daytime it allows you to see the you know what you're looking at in bright full color, versus at night it being gray and white. And of course the RT that I have during the day shows everything in gray and white. But amazing scopes, aren't they?
They are, yes. That first scope was the XT, the Photon XT. That XT. Was our first one. Then the yes. RT, and the RT did add the capability of filming your own hunts, which was cool. And then the big thing, like you say, with the Wraith, that's the current model that's out. The RT, I think they're still available, but the Wraith is the current model. Mm-hmm. The Wraith has the color and then the night capabilities. You know, Jeff, the cool thing about it, we were hunting deer during the daylight, the afternoon hunt, with these scopes on our rifles. Mm-hmm. And then all we had to do is stay put until when the sun went down. It has the IR. That's the way it registers the picture at night with the IR, different intensities. If it's a lot of good moonlight that night that we hunted, so we didn't need a lot of IR, but you can really crank that IR up. And I feel real comfortable, Jeff, with these digital scopes, the Wraith now. I wouldn't have any problem shooting a hog at 150 yards in open where you can see him. That's the whole key, not in the brush. You know, the brush would give a lot of refraction to the light. But if you've got an open shot, 150 yards, I just don't set up or sight in to shoot that far at night. I really just don't feel real comfortable taking long, long shots at night. I want most of the animals that you and I both have killed have been – you know, within 100 yards, usually half that distance. So, but the price, Jeff, and I that's the thing I want to get across to all of our listeners. These, the Wraith cost $500, and it will get the job done where, thermal is going to cost you several thousand. You can spend about as much as you want to, you know, Jeff, on thermal. But, a lot of people ask me, well, what's better? Obviously, thermal is more advanced. I mean, it will pick up the heat signature of an animal back in the brush that you will not see with a digital scope. But for shooting one hog at a time like we do, targeting meat or just one animal, it for the money or the convenience, you know, of having a scope that shoots day and night, I don't think you can beat the Wraith right now.
No, I think, you know, if you're on a budget and you're not going to be shooting 200-400 yards at animals, and you know, your application is like we were doing less than 100 yards, if you're on a budget, that digital scope is definitely the way to go because it does get the job done. It's very effective. It works very well. And now you have the ability to record your hunts, which is really kind of nice. Thermal, I love thermal. It's neat stuff. It's great. It's just you have to have a budget for it. And, if your application is, you know, shooting hogs out in a field at 300 yards, you're probably going to want to look at doing thermal. But if your hunting situation is a lot like what you and I were doing over the weekend, again, you know, that's kind of 75 yards or less, those digital night scopes, buddy, those things work as good as anything. They are awesome. They truly are.
Yep, and they're easy to sight. The Wraith, folks, is the current model. I sighted it in. There's a toggle on top. One toggle does it all. You can go to the menu. It is very, very simple. I got it sighted in, and even the RT that you use a lot, Jeff, that was very simple for you to sight in. So they're not hard if you've never. You know, it's new technology. It was new to me when I first started. I'm used to cranking the mill dots and all that on a regular scope and quarter minute of angle and four clicks is 100, moves an inch at 100. But this is probably easier once you get the hang of it, you know?
Oh, it is. And a couple things I'll say. One is you're able to adjust that stuff at night without really having to see the scope. You can kind of feel it, you know, the buttons and stuff. So it's really the layout is very nice in that respect. So you can make quick adjustments. And one thing else I'll throw out there is these digital night scopes, these sight mark scopes, you're able to, there's an app out there that you can download onto your phone, and you can control your scope from your iPhone or your digital, your phone. So you can take that digital scope, you can hit the record button, you can actually see on your phone at the time what's, you can see through your screen. So if you're hunting with someone, like my wife will be sitting with me, and she can actually look at the phone itself, see the crosshairs, see the hog come out, and there's a little record button. She can actually do all the recording for me. I don't have to touch the scope. I don't have to do anything. And that is really cool stuff. So
it is, yeah.
Yeah, like I had my father hunting, and he was, you know, he has a hard time trying to hold the gun up and do all the stuff. So I was able to control everything on the scope for him, and he was able to make a shot on a hog and get a hog, and just neat stuff. So
it is,
remember
yep.
that. Check that stuff out. That's pretty cool stuff.
Well, Jeff, they're telling me that this segment is coming close to an end. Thank you a lot, buddy, for being with us. And folks, this particular show that Jeff and I do on YouTube, A Sportsman's Life, you can go to YouTube and just search A Sportsman's Life and watch this now, this video of this of the wraith in action and of our hunt. That'd be fun for everybody to do. Maybe take our radio to the next level here, Jeff.
You bet. Well, they can watch last week's show, because last week's show was with the wraith and the night vision,
yeah,
and stuff. So A Sportsman's Life, folks, check it out on YouTube. And Luke, as always, glad to join you.
Thank you very much, buddy.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Friends, you know, last year was the first year that we could hunt with big bore air guns in the state of Texas. A lot of people did just that. A lot of people still are kind of on the borderline. They don't really know very much about big bore air guns. They're accustomed to the little pump-up pellet guns that they shot as kids. Well, the Air Force Air Guns Texan, which was the first production big bore air gun on the market, came out a few years ago. I've killed a bunch of big game animals with it. Bunch of hogs, exotics. I've even shot an Audad with the Texan. Well, the Texan is now improved. A new tank and valve allows the Texan to pressure to 3,625 PSI. It's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure that pushes a bullet that will develop up to 754 foot-pounds of energy. That's shooting a big 520 grain bullet. So if you're on the borderline thinking that you might want to start hunting with an air gun, go online to airforceairguns.com and check out the Texan. If you have an older model Texan, you can put this new tank and valve into it. It just screws right in, and it'll pressure that one up to the same thing. It'll be just like buying a new one. But all the new ones now come with the 3625 PSI tank. And you know, I have shot mine. I've got a new one, brand new. I've just had it a week or so, but I've been shooting these Nielsen specialty ammo bullets, 240 grain hollow points. And what I like about it, no, they don't develop the 754 foot-pounds like the big heavy bullets, but they develop more than enough to cleanly harvest the biggest buck or the biggest hog in the woods. The trajectory on those things hold out really good. Say 100 yards and a little past, I feel very comfortable now. So you can, you know, Google Nielsen specialty ammo and check out the bullets that I'm shooting right now in this new Texan. Thought that would help you out a little bit, folks. I know a lot of you have been thinking about the, you know, starting out with an air gun. You'd be hard pressed to find one better than the Texan right now. It's the most powerful production air gun on the market. I've had a ball with everybody. Remember catfishradio.org, and remember, you can go right there and email me with any hunting or fishing information in your area, and I'm already looking forward to next week's show. We're going to have a good time again this time next weekend.